Okay, you're in a hotel and the Wi-Fi is telling you you need to log in. You don't have a password, but you want to send an emergency tweet, or you've run out of credit. You just need to tweet someone and tell them you're on the way, and your mobile phone won't let you. But maybe, even worse, you're in a country and they've shut down the internet and you would like to get a message out through Twitter. This guy's going to tell you how, because you just demoed it on stage here at Over the Air. How'd you do it?
Absolutely. So what I've done is I've created a little hack, really. It's a server that allows you to hide your Twitter messages inside DNS requests. So for those of you who don't know, DNS is kind of what glues the internet together. It's like the internet's phone book, and it's how we translate. You put in a web address like google.com and it knows where to get it to. Often, although these networks and things are blocking the actual access to the sites, the directory lookup and the getting the address piece is before the block kicks in. So what I've created is an app which allows you to hide your tweet inside the lookup. You actually you download a load of keys maybe before you go, and you just keep them offline in an app on your phone or on your laptop, even written down on a piece of paper in your wallet. And then any internet-connected device that's maybe got the very minimum of connectivity out, that you can try and connect by trying to connect. So you can type that into a web browser, or you can actually have an app on your phone that will do it. You put your message followed by one of your keys, followed by a little domain I have, .twns.eu, that I bought because it was cheap. As soon as you try and look up that request, even if the lookup doesn't actually come back, once that lookup has got out across the internet to my server, it will then publish that to Twitter. So it's a very, very resilient form of communication. DNS is designed to get through anything. It's store and forward. The message will get out eventually. It's very good at retrying and finding. So, yeah.
This is quite what you might call an ethical hack.
Yeah, I think so. There's all kinds of uses. I mean, there's the I don't want to really pay that £15 for the hotel's Wi-Fi access and things. Which, you know, is a little bit naughty, but we won't talk about that. But certainly a lot of these regimes where they're trying to control the speech and things that people are doing and trying to stop messages getting out, they're blocking the connectivity to Twitter, especially if they're not blocking the whole internet. Mm. So they haven't actually shut down the network, but they're trying to censor you, basically. They'll miss the DNS. DNS is, everything uses it. It's the fundamental building block of the internet, but it's actually a very hard thing to control and to lock down, because most of the filtering and control products out there ignore it. And the sheer volume of it, it's actually a very anonymous method, because your message can be lost amongst the noise. So if they're looking for traffic to Twitter, they won't see this. They won't actually see who it is. They'll see the message, but you have a one-time key. So it doesn't even say, yep, this is my username, I'm sending this message. It just says, this message has been sent with this key, and the keys are all stored in my server. So only once I get the message, I look at the key and say, right, I'll submit that message on behalf of that user.
Of course, if somebody searches the words, they might find your tweet.
Yeah, so obviously they can go backwards and look you up. But then, you know, this is the kind of... And it's up to you how much you want to, you know, whether you want to use a shadow Twitter account or something like, you know, an anonymous Twitter account. Then yes. It's very hard to find.
It just sounds incredibly enabling. How long did it take you to make this?
It's kind of an idea I've been kicking around in my head for a while. I was talking to some friends out at South by Southwest about it, and we had some problems with some of the T-Mobile prepaid SIMs out there that weren't letting them get onto the internet, and it was all blocking things. And so I've kind of thought about the technical idea, but the actual implementation I really started yesterday, so it's probably been about 6 or 7 hours of code probably to write the first version.
Are you going to finish it off and give kind of a more accessible, kind of pretty interface? Because I saw you went into terminal and I thought, okay, I need there to be a box.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really, what I've built is the back end and the API. So the server's there. The easiest way to demo a DNS request is from a terminal. Mm. Obviously, I'm planning to probably just either open source it or open it up as an API. So anybody that can create any kind of application for anything that can connect to the internet, you know, if you've got an internet-enabled token, you can use this to tweet.
Fantastic. Where can people find you online so they can get hold of this API?
I'm at Sam Machin on Twitter, and it'll be on my GitHub, so github.com/SamMachin.
Thank you very much.